Welcome back. Joined now by my friend John Allen, who's president of the Long Beach Board of Water Commissioners. John, welcome to our show.
Very nice to be here. Thank you.
Tell us about the role of the board vis-a-vis Long Beach Water.
The board is really the representative of the people of Long Beach. They own the water department. They vote for the mayor. The mayor appoints us. We're confirmed by the city council, who they have elected. And so the most particularly the voters of Long Beach are the owners of the Long Beach Water Department, and as a twist, they're also our ultimate customers.
Sure.
So we represent them, and we try and make sure that everything is going along and help guide the water department, the staff, the general manager in the areas that need to be looked at and taken care of.
There's a 5-person board of directors serving 5-year terms. You were elected president of the board, and we served together for many years on the board of Long Beach Transit, which is a similar situation. And the board, of course, sets policy, including rates.
Yes.
Conservation message.
Yes.
And very much looking to the future of what needs to happen in the years down the road.
Correct. Correct. We have to have we have to maintain a big picture and see what's just over the horizon, and keep on top of things, and work with a, fortunately, very talented, very dedicated staff.
It's absolutely true. Long Beach Water and Kevin and his people are recognized throughout the state and nationally as a first-class, top-notch operation, as was the one we worked on together, Long Beach Transit, some years ago.
Correct. In the year and a half I've been on the board, we've picked up 2 awards, 1 statewide, 1 nationally, and a third also from the aquarium here in town for being very far-sighted on conservation.
And Kevin, it's useful to have a board that does not intrude in the minutia of operations, that addresses the larger pictures, but lets you and your staff handle the details.
No, I think that's very insightful, and I think that's the way our board works. And it's really the history of the way the Water Commission was set up, and it's really a great history having Long Beach of a commission that's solely focused on the water and takes it very seriously. And I think we've got good processes set up for the board to fulfill its role and the staff to fulfill its role.
And you insulate management from politics by having this board. Decisions are made based on what's in the best interest of the city from a professional standpoint, not political decisions.
Correct. We try and do the right thing.
Yeah.
We try and make sure that the right thing is done and that we're moving in the right direction.
What do you see as some of the major challenges that you and the board and Long Beach Water will have to face? We mentioned earlier, of course, continued conservation efforts.
We're doing an outstanding job in conservation, and that is thank you to the citizens, as I said, our ultimate bosses and our ultimate customers. They have done this. We've had a lot of support from staff and from other commissioners and from the mayor and from the city council, but it is the citizens of Long Beach that have conserved almost 10% of the water that's really put us in a great position. Beyond that, I'm interested in pushing on recycling, and we have some obstacles, but we're dealing with them so we can do more recycled water. And then we have a desalinization plant that is partly federally funded and partly state funded, and with the help from Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. And it's really a groundbreaking 10-year program that we're involved in, and involves a patent that the city of Long Beach owns. So we're working on desalinization. I'm particularly interested in recycling.
Well, recycling is so important in so many areas, in electrical generation, and here in our condo complex, we recycle stuff, and it's very satisfying. Thousands and thousands of pounds each year are saved from the landfills, and also there's something aesthetically pleasing about recycling. It just seems to, at least to me, to be the right thing to do. But I know the desal project is a major undertaking, and although all the evidence is not fully in, it looks encouraging. And there's the possibility down the road of a big financial payoff, because as you mentioned, Long Beach Water co-owns the patent rights with the inventor.
Perhaps. Now that's
okay.
That's speculative and way down the road.
Okay.
It would be nice
if
it all comes true, but it's a little bit of blue skies. Yes, there is a chance that we might be able to share this with other communities and really help out. So far, it's been very, very good for us.
Well, it's nice to have an operation which is really an island of excellence here in the city, and there are others as well. But I know, and you know from our joint experience with Long Beach Transit, that working for on the board of a good operation is very satisfying.
Yes, it's a good thing. Well, John, being on the water board here.
Thank you for joining us, and thank you for your continued service to the city of Long Beach.
You're welcome.
We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.